Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Before we get to our very special guest, where we're talking hockey and we are talking about human-animal interactions, Dr. Aubrey Fine, I do want to tell you about a contest. Yes, you might win this contest, and it's easy to enter. But here's what you do. It's all about taking a picture of you or with your dog or just your dog having fun in the summer. And now that summer is finally here, easy to do. You tag Vitabone, V-I-T-A, bone, and then add the hashtag VitaboneSummer to your post. That's it. Now, if that sounds complicated because of social media, what's this hashtag stuff? Just go to my blog, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale. Scroll down a bit. Why would you want to enter? Because it's fun, and you get to see the picture of your dog with all these other dogs having fun in the summer. But moreover, you can win all sorts of good things. You may recognize this song from last night. Once we get to the part that you would recognize. Well, this isn't the version of it I'd want. But nevertheless, you get the idea, or maybe you do if you're a Blackhawk fan, if you were up late enough last night. On the telephone with me is a man who I want to remind that the Blackhawks won in overtime. Aubrey Fine, Dr. Fine, Dr. Fine, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Steve. It was not the ending that I exactly wanted, but it was a great game. That was a great game yesterday.
Well, you are one of the world's experts on human-animal interaction, on animal-assisted therapy. When dogs go into hospitals and nursing homes and hospices and help people to get better in some cases, or at least feel better. Dogs can really do this. Other animals can too. And you are one of the groundbreakers in this area. You write the books for people who write the books. That's how much you know. But your background is really fascinating. And I didn't know this until a couple of years ago, having to do with hockey of all things. Can you explain?
You know, I grew up in Canada and have been a hockey fan for years. But in essence, many, many years ago, when my kids were younger, several pro ice hockey players owned hockey camps. And I actually did their motivation talks and work with families. I wrote a book called The Total Sports Experience for Kids, in essence, trying to help families understand the role of sports in their children's lives. So I've been engaged in hockey for years and grew up rooting for the Montreal Canadiens, still do, but to live in the Los Angeles area, and as you know, the Ducks are my team now.
All right, so what did you actually do? So when a team called you in, did you give them a motivational speech? I'm guessing not. How do you turn their heads around?
No, in essence, when we had the summer camps that were there, I would go in and do motivation talks, talk to kids about peak performance and how they could increase their capacity, how you can overcome slumps, how you could do all of those things. In essence, how do you empower yourself and you become resilient? Resilience is an important issue, as you recognize, in all aspects of our lives, including sports.
So what are you going to do for the Anaheim Ducks now, sir?
Well, I don't work with them, but I'm their fan, and that would be
your problem. But explain exactly what's gone wrong for the Ducks and what you think, as a hockey analyst, as you are, has gone right for the Blackhawks.
Well, we could flip it both ways. You know, it's 2-2, so still a long series left. Lots of good hockey.
Ah!
You know, it was a tough ending. Once you go into overtime, you know, you're getting double, you know, it went double overtime. And in essence, it's a tough way to win and a tough way to lose. You know, what was wonderful, if we're looking at it from, you know, the Hawks standpoint, you know, they stuck with it. They didn't give up in the fourth period. They came back and scored that, you know, that goal. On the other hand, you know, the Ducks in the third period scored the second fastest three goals in the history of the playoffs. You know,
that was crazy.
Fast goals, and it was 1-2-3, bing bang boom. So you know, the important part about any sport is the fact that you can't give up. You got to believe that there's another tomorrow. You know, the Ducks did it the other day when they went into Chicago. Really wonderful fans you have there, a very large stadium, and they came back and were able to win after the triple overtime. And, you know, the Hawks knew that they had a win yesterday. And, you know, once you get into overtime, overtime is always a tough thing because it's a bounce of a puck. It's where the, you know, where it lays in the corner. Both Crawford and Anderson played wonderful.
Yeah, they actually did. And Anderson has been incredibly impressive to me. So let me ask you a question. So let's say by some odd quirk of the Ducks do take the Blackhawks, or more likely the Blackhawks win. Either way, here's my question for you. One, either of those teams will play either the New York Rangers or Tampa Bay, right? So right. With all of the overtimes going on, do you think that whoever wins the Chicago-Anaheim series will be at a disadvantage?
No, you know, people always talk about this, and the disadvantage that they're saying is that they're longer games, you get tired. But, you know, when we talk about the word resilience, bouncing back, in fact, in a new book that I'm just coming out with called The Parent-Child Dance, I have a whole chapter on resilience, and some of that begins with my work with children, but also begins in all the subjects that we're talking about right now. That you just have to find that extra energy. And, you know, second, you know, double overtime or triple overtime, look how well they played defensively. They moved. Both of them had chances. You know, the Ducks had chances to close it, but didn't, as the technical word would be, bury the puck. So I'm proud of the Ducks. I thought the Hawks played well. As you know, I rooted for the Hawks for the years when the Ducks weren't in there for the playoffs. So I think that the team that knows that they can win and not give up is the team that's going to do this. You know, bad bounces are difficult, but you have to put them behind you. You have to put them behind you. So, you know, Monday night's game will be, you know, a brand new slate for the Ducks, and the you know, the Hawks are going to go into Anaheim and to raise trouble, I'm sure.
Indeed, you can hear Monday night's game right here on WGN 720. Where the Blackhawks will win again. Dr. Fine is on the phone. We are talking hockey. We are talking about, or will talk about, animal-assisted activities, animal-assisted therapy, and the way animals make this incredible difference. I was just on with Bill and Wendy talking about this very topic. Now, at this moment, we have one of the experts on the planet on this topic.
Net along the left wing board. Spins the puck to Sharp behind the net. Sharp rolls off the check, put it up the slot. Here's Vermette with a shove! Stopped in front, Vermette got a back shoot, and scores! Antoine Vermette with his first Blackhawk playoff goal wins game four, and the series is tied at two! And the Hawks bench to sweep down and pile on top of Antoine Vermette, the game four hero!
Oh, yeah, it was an amazing game if you were up late enough to watch it. And I believe our guest, Dr. Aubrey Fine, was. You were up, huh?
I was, and it's funny. You're listening to it, and you're giggling and smiling, and I'm listening and going, oh, my goodness. You
know? I am giggling and smiling, but I'm a fair guy. You know, had it gone the other way for some odd reason, I would have played. Well, actually, I wouldn't have played it. Anyway, it is 7 minutes before 7 on WGN, and you really do. I introduced you by saying you write books. I think you've written 812 books about this very topic, and that is dogs and people, the relationships between us, and how that can help all of us in a therapy setting. What is your latest coming out?
The Handbook in Animal-Assisted Therapy, the fourth edition, will be coming out in July, and that's sort of the one of the major textbooks in the world on this subject. You know, I did a wonderful book last year called Our Faithful Companions that really, you know, celebrates the human-animal bond. One's more scientific, one is more trait-oriented that gives people a clear understanding of what, you know, science now tells us that what people already knew for years, that having pets in our lives is truly wonderful, and it supports our physical and mental well-being.
Yeah, Our Faithful Companions is the name of the book you're talking about. And we only have literally, believe it or not, 2 minutes here to talk about this. But and you lecture around the planet and talk for hours on this topic. But what's your elevator speech version of how it works? When dogs go into these places and help people, how does that happen? Because it does happen. Now, you and other researchers from all over have shown time and time and time and time again, it really does therapeutically make a difference for people if there's a dog in the setting. But how does it work?
You know, elevator speech-wise, in many ways, what some people call magical is, it can be explained biologically, but it really is in essence, the warmness, it's the relationships, it's the connection, it's knowing that someone, some being is there for you to help you open up your feelings and express yourself. You know, sometimes people need a warm heart next to them, and they don't always need words. And so for people, it's the ability to interact with an animal that unconditionally says, I'm here for you. And for some people, that's really crucial. It's much more complicated in a therapeutic environment, but in essence, the animal acts as a social catalyst, an icebreaker, because sometimes it's easier to talk and interact with an animal that sees you in a very different way than have to deal with a professional.
And what I say is that if you've done animal-assisted therapy, where you've actually gone to these settings with a dog that's appropriate for this, you have either witnessed with your own pet or with others something that happened that when you tell the story, and it is a story you'll remember forever, when you tell the story months or years later, you'll cry and other people will cry. Because it sounds, indeed, you use the word magical. Something magical happens. There's no question about it. The name of the book is Our Faithful Companions. He is our companion, though he is an Anaheim Duck fan. We'll see what happens next week, sir. I thank you very much for getting up so early in the morning where you are to join us. Thank you, Dr. Aubrey Fine.
Thanks, Steve, for letting me on your show, and good luck to both teams. Talk to you later.
He's too nice a guy, you know? What do you mean, both teams? What's wrong with that? He is a nice guy, an amazing man, brilliant man. And a hockey fan, clearly.